Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Zach Hayworth, park ranger at Lake Darling State Park.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Zach, what are you guys doing out there at Lake Darling to prepare for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend?
Sure. Springtime is always just an extremely busy time in preparing the park for the influx of visitors that we're sure we're going to see, and everything from the day use users all the way to the overnight guests. So spring is the time of year where we're going through all of our facilities and getting water turned back onto them, getting trails cleared from any downed trees. We're getting the fish habitat structure buoys put out. We're getting the rental boats ready to go. Just general park, getting things prepared at the park. And it's quite the process. It takes a lot of planning and a lot of effort and a lot of help from our seasonal employees that we hire. And I like to really thank them for all the hard work that they do. And it's just always every day there's always a list of things to do to try to get ready, and we're just plugging away at that list as of course the weather allows. We've had it's been quite the challenge with the weather we've experienced so far this spring, and in being unseasonably cool and then kind of like a light switch, we got the real burst of heat coming in and then working in and around the rain. So just like I say, getting facilities ready to go and getting things ready for the thousands of people that are sure to be visiting Lake Darling this summer.
And what facilities are now open?
Sure. We have our lodge rental facility, which hosts a lot of events from weddings to graduations to family reunions. That facility, it's a year-round facility, but every spring it takes some work to kind of transition over to using the air conditioning in it. In the campground, as far as that's concerned, we have a couple shower buildings that are opened up ready to go. At the first part of this next week, we'll be getting our beach restroom facility up and going. And then obviously cabins are a big draw to Lake Darling, and so getting those squared away for the year and ready for guests. So the park, I would say, is about 95% up and running as it would be throughout the course of the summer with that final building we have left to open up. But other than that, it's just we're excited for folks to come out and use the park.
And in addition to the cabins, what other amenities are there at Lake Darling Park?
Sure. For those who like camping, there's 80 campsites there at the park. A number of them are electrical with electric hookups, and several have full hookups that include water and sewer service. And then we have a small number of non-electric sites that would cater more towards tent users. And then along with that, we have a significant trail system that is in the park, which includes over 11 miles worth of trails, and including a trail that goes all the way around the lake. And then about two to two and a half mile paved trail that was recently expanded by the Friends of Lake Darling, and there's a project in the works to possibly expand it a little more.
And how much area do those trails cover?
As far as the total distance around, like I said, I think there's roughly around 14 miles total worth of trail, and that'd be if you took all the little loops and the little spurs, the offshoots that come off of it. So about 14 miles, which is quite a bit as far as just making sure they're clean or they're cleared and mowed and things like that, ready for people.
And when they're out on a nature trail like that, how close to nature do you really get? Do you get to see different types of animals, and what types would those be?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to view all sorts of different wildlife. You'll see a lot of the more common things like deer and turkey and some waterfowl with ducks and geese. And this spring, we're fortunate enough to have the pelicans back. A large group of them came and hung out at Lake Darling for a while, and then we'll see them again, hopefully, in the fall. But it's a great opportunity to view other, I know there's some otters that are hanging around Lake Darling. You might be lucky enough to catch a glimpse of a bobcat. I've seen a couple of them running around there, and just general other small mammals like your raccoons and possums and squirrels and rabbits and things like that. So there is an abundance of wildlife and birds too. I know we have a lot of folks come out and like to use the park and look for different species of songbirds and things like that.
You had also mentioned that on the expansion of the trails, how is that being implemented? Is it currently in the process?
It is, yeah, with working with our friends group. And I really, every time I get a chance, I like to thank the Friends of Lake Darling. They're the nonprofit group that supports the park, and they really have done tremendous work at that park and really turned it into what it is that we love today. But, yeah, they're in the final stages of design for the new section of paved trail and hoping to maybe pursue one more grant opportunity to maybe extend it a little further. Otherwise, we're looking at a fall construction, a bid letting, and then looking at probably spring construction if things line up for next spring. So we're really excited about that. And again, I just thank that group for their time and efforts and devotion to making that park what it is.
That was Zach Hayworth, park ranger at Lake Darling State Park, joining us on today's J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. J.J. Nichting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm John Bain with KCII News.